What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Give me a second. Oh, there she is. All right, she on this thing. All right.
Yeah, I had to refresh it. I don't know what happened.
All right, let me mute all these other audio outputs. That way, we good to go. And then they come through my mic. Mm-hmm. Second. Oh, all right. There we go.
Get it.
All right. What's good, everybody, man? It's the first episode of Let's Talk Tech. I'm your host, HD. And we got JD with us right here.
Oh, JD. That's what we give me. Oh, I like that. I'll take it.
Yeah, man. We got Jessica Devon here raining from, I forgot.
Atlanta.
There you go. I even sent you from Atlanta. What you thought about the verses last week?
Oh my God, don't get me started on that. I think it went good. I'm team Gucci. So, I mean, I feel as like respect wise, definitely did his thing for sure.
Yeah, I think it was a good moment. You know, I told everybody they played y'all like Vince McMahon, you know, because if it was really that tense, they wouldn't have been in there like that.
Yeah, I agree for sure. I feel like some of the stuff probably could have been a little scary, but I don't know.
Yeah, man. Hey, when y'all come in here, man, y'all make sure y'all hit that like button so YouTube and Facebook can
share the live. I know. I'm trying to share it on my other Instagram, but my phone is just being weird.
Yeah, I got like the actually, I can go on Twitter too because it's on Periscope too. So,
see. Oh, really?
Yeah, this app let me stream to like everything.
What? I gotta try this out then. All right, because I'm trying to put it on my Twitter and then I'm trying to put it on other apps. And you may hear noises in the back because I have people at the house. And on top of that, I live in the city, so it's gonna be cars and all type of stuff going on. So just let y'all know.
You good? Let me see. All right, let's see. We got some people in here, man. Let's go ahead and do a couple of icebreakers. You're also welcome to ask me things too, because I know for my questions, everything is like one sided, and it's like I'm asking you like everything.
Okay.
All right, guys. So if you're in there with us, we're finna figure out a little bit about Miss Justice Devon. Let me see. I don't want to butcher this. UX and UI,
okay,
right?
UX and UI designer.
Right. But I just wanted to make sure. Got you. And for the ladies that's out there that might be interested in this, because I've had, you know, women reach out, I was like, oh, I think I want to do coding or this, do that. I mean, they very well may like doing what you do, and they just don't know about it.
Of course.
All right. So first things first, your favorite artist to listen to, who are they?
You did not just ask me that first thing first. I'm a little hood tech. I like hood music, so my favorite artist right now is Lil Durk. I love Lil T, and I like Frito Bang.
Okay.
Like, he's different. He's a different vibe. As for artists in general, I'm a Navy fan, so I'm Team Rihanna. I'm waiting for her to pass some new music, but she haven't yet. And I like Drake.
Okay. Cool, cool. I saw you didn't mention some names on here that you had. Yeah, Ari Lennox and, you know, Sade.
I like Ari Lennox too, but I have like a different vibe. So, like, my vibe be all over the place when it comes to music. So, I mean, women, I can like pop, I can like rock, I can like R&B. It depends.
I was going to tell you before I go any forward, your connection is kind of orange right now. So, I don't know if that's like your cell phone signal or Wi-Fi.
I don't know. It's probably because I got all these people on my Wi-Fi right now.
Probably so.
When you say orange, it's not good at all. Like, is that?
Like, it's good, but like your picture isn't that clear. So I don't want people to be like.
Hold on, let me check this. Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, it's showing red now, whatever you did.
All right.
No, that's green. So I can fix that. Watch this. I muted your other mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're perfect now. You really
perfect. Good. All right, cool. So let me
perfect.
Set up. I got
to move on. Dang. She kicked out, y'all. I'm going to get her back in here. Y'all bear with me. Oh, there she go. I'm bringing her back, y'all.
Sorry, y'all. My apologies. All right, but let's get started with your questions.
Okay, cool. So, and I know you said hoodgirls of my Atlanta. And yeah. Where are you from?
Okay, so I am from, I'm sorry, y'all about to see like half of my house right now. I'm trying to move this stuff around.
Let's see that nice decor you got in there.
Ooh, child, I'm in the middle of redoing it actually. Hold on. you can look at some views real quick while I'm trying to fix this.
All right, Drake.
Right. Oh, Lord, I got that all the way down at the bottom. All right, I'm going to have to leave that alone. But anywho, what was the question again?
What's your hometown?
Oh, okay, so I am from Albany, Georgia. Have anybody heard of that?
I only heard of Atlanta and Augusta.
Oh, it's nothing in Augusta at all.
I know they always joke about it. Only child, got any siblings?
I am the only child on my mom's side, and I have two brothers on my dad's side.
Nice. Oh, you know, and if some guys are tuned in, you know, they may want to know, are you looking for like, you know, you looking for a bae for the winter or?
I am single. So am I looking? I'm open.
Hey, fellas, hey, get y'all Kobe on, man.
Not Jacoby.
All her stuff is in my description. You know what I'm saying?
I'm weak. That's why I said it wasn't good. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to set up this camera. Is this not okay? I think I put it. Now I gotta get my phone put together.
All right, so fellas, she is single. She ready to mingle. Let me think. I had some stuff on here that I didn't ask you. We're gonna ask like some other things as far as like TV shows, movies.
Okay, so this is more like a get to know me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them to, you know, vibe with you before we get into like trying to.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know some of my followers had questions as well. And so I just took a screenshot of their questions.
Cool. We can get into that like probably, well, I'll let you know when we get to the end of like the questions and then we can wrap that up towards the end.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, like movies, favorite movies, TV okay. shows.
My favorite movie is The Titanic.
That's a depressing movie.
It is, but I love that movie. All right, I'm about to have bug eyes.
Ooh, ain't that bad.
Jesus, I look a mess. Oh, it's on my lash. Okay, this is not gonna work. It's definitely on my lash. But yeah, favorite movie Titanic. Second favorite movie is Goodfellas.
Okay.
I don't really watch TV like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, anybody know me, like one of my favorite movies is Major Payne.
Really?
Yeah, I can quote Major Payne word for word. Little Rascals. I really a whole bunch of movies. I can't really have a top five. Like Life probably like one of my favorite, funniest movies I'll watch like probably like every day.
Oh wow. That's crazy.
All right.
So much stuff around. I don't know where's nothing at anymore. I'm sorry.
Are you good? All right. Now let's kind of get into some things.
Okay.
So for you guys that were not here in the beginning, can you please tell them like your occupation again?
Okay. I am a UI UX engineer, aka designer. User experience and user interface.
And can you like probably like in 3-4 sentences kind of explain to them in like layman's terms kind of what that is like when they're interacting with like websites and all that?
Okay, yeah. So for UX is I'm pretty much helping my clients and I go and understand the user's pain points, understand their behaviors and why they do what they do and why they struggle. After user interface, I pretty much go in, I create wireframes, which is like skeleton blueprint to a website. And I create prototypes so they can see a visual before we actually make it functional. So I'm pretty much a web and mobile app designer. And that's what it is.
Nice. See, fellas, you know you can look this good and do this, huh?
Crazy, because I started off with development, so I was just like, let me switch over real quick.
All right. So where did you go to college?
Okay, I went to two colleges. I went to Darton State in Albany, Georgia. And then I moved to Atlanta my sophomore year, and I went to Kennesaw State. Well, really, I went to Southern Poly first, and they merged, and then now it's Kennesaw State.
Okay, I've never heard of Kennesaw.
It's not worth
it. Oh, man. Did you do, like, when you were in school there, as far as, like, how long were you in school? Like, if somebody wanted to know.
I was in school for a minute, but I kept changing my major. So I was in school for, like, 5 years, but I rushed my software engineering courses. So I took the max every semester.
You sound like me. So since
y'all was ready to go.
Yeah, since we got into that, like, what made you, so what were you majoring at first?
Okay, so I went from IT at first, because I didn't really know the direction I wanted to go into. So I was like, okay, let me try IT to see what it's about. So I went into IT first. And then when I moved to Atlanta, I went into, computer engineering technology. And that's dealing with more like hardware mixed with electrical. And then I was like, okay, wait, I don't like electrical things, and I don't like to solder, aka pretty much where you get this machine and you like it's metal and
yeah,
a lot of sparks and stuff. And I was like, yeah, this is not my speed. So I was like, let me go talk to my advisor and tell her what I really want to do with my career. And pretty much she was like, well, just go into software engineering. It's like pretty popular here. A lot of kids make good money off of it. And you can kind of do some like drawings and stuff like that and do websites. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll check it out. And that's how I got my and software
there. That's what's up. Because I, my, for people that's familiar with me, I started off like wanting to be an architect.
You know what? My best friend did the same thing. She wanted to be an architect and I should become a lawyer.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm, for whatever reason, I took wood shop and welding. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to like doing architecture. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I decided, like, no, I don't like it. I'm finna go to IT.
I'm trying to post this thing so my followers can get on, because I didn't have service, and so now they're like, where's the link?
I think, let me see something. I can do it. Let me copy it. I go to Twitter, because I think I follow you on there.
Yeah. But I couldn't do it on...
here you go.
What did you just send it to me on Instagram?
Twitter. I just tweet. I just added you, so you just hit the retweet button.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me do that. Okay, I got it. So, for the six of you here, I really appreciate it. All right, let's see, retweet. Now, I'm going to put it now.
Perfect.
All right, I retweeted it. Now I got to do Facebook. I had to do Facebook, Instagram, my other Instagram account.
Good, you good.
Because I was trying to do it earlier, and I was like... Oh, but you can continue if you're
I know I was gonna wait till you there, because I mean the questions are for you, spotlights on you.
Okay.
So with that degree plan, like what's in that curriculum? Like or I say this, somebody that's thinking about going to that, like what should they their interest be, or what should they kind of like if you think they would be able to succeed in doing that?
In software engineering?
Yeah.
All right. You have a passion for being a team leader, go into it. It's great for project management. If you have a passion for writing, being an analyst, it's good for that. It's so broad. So many different ways to do it. If you have an interest in doing web design, mobile app related stuff, I would say do a mix of software engineering and get a minor in like human interaction communication. If you want to be a diehard developer, back-end developer, I'd say get a software engineering degree and get a minor in CS, like computer science. What else? Oh, if you want to be a QA tester, it's really good for QA testing. It's really good in other ways.
Cool deal.
It's so many things. Like, it's literally so many. But I found out about it because of my advisor, and I looked at how much money they made and like how much they're like over the years. I was like, let me do that.
Right. And I'm glad you said that, because like when people, you know, go on my site and book a consultation or something like that, they'll normally go like to one area, maybe because they heard about it and made money. But I always ask people, why? Like, do you like that, or do you want to do this to make money? I mean, you can do that only for so long, but then you'll burn out, because like it's not something you like to do. And that's kind of what I try to get a point across to people, because they kind of they're like, a lot of people are chasing. I mean, you see it on YouTube all the time. They're like, oh yeah, I make this salary, blah, blah, blah. And they're chasing the salary, but they're not understanding that them people also had a passion to do it.
I agree. They definitely don't understand for sure. And then when they get into it, they be all confused and like, okay, well, I thought it was easier than what I thought. I'm not even going to lie to you. Software engineering is not easy. It's extremely hard. It's a lot of headaches, a lot of overnights, a lot of analyzing, and a lot of dedication. So yeah. If you're not the type of person to sit on a computer or really dig into like problem solving, it's not.
Right. Anything with engineering is really hard, though, because, I mean, my roommates, I don't know if he was electrical or mechanical, whatever engineer he was, but dude used to, like, stay in there freaking building all night, come in, shower in the morning, go to this 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. With class, I was the worst with it. I was always late.
Yeah, we're going to get into that, because I remember how we even, like, kind of started, like, met up and stuff like that. Yeah, so we definitely going to get into that. Let's see. What else we talked about? You told us why you chose tech. And tell us about pretty much some of the things that you did in college with, like, software engineering, like, while you were learning it, like, some of the things that you did with it.
Some of the things I did with it. Well, in college, I was so focused on just trying to make sure I passed my classes. So some of the things I did on free time, I didn't really do much. Like, I was already doing a website on the side. So that's how I really started out. I was doing a website on the side, trying to get some extra money, and also build a case to build a hotel in Atlanta. And I started, like, doing stuff like that. What else? I think that's pretty much it, though, because I didn't really do much. I was
what so about
social?
I remember I read something when you was like, you did your first site. You made your first website at like 16 or something like that.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I did. I did this. My mom signed me up for this competition. It's called Blacks in Government in Albany, Georgia. She was like, well, do this competition, get some money. I'm like, okay, well, how much I'm getting? Like, what I got to do? She was like, you got credit. I'm like, what? I don't know how to do that. So I did the competition. It was like, I think 2 months. We had it like 2 months straight. And we had to build a site from scratch because I was using Dreamweaver at the time. I was like, what is this?
Why am I? Yeah, I don't think I heard of Dreamweaver in a while.
Oh my God. I was using Dreamweaver and it was like, I went, you know, I can't cuss, but it was something. something crazy. And I was like, I'm never using Dreamweaver ever again. And that's when I found out I could create templates and stuff. So I like used to put my templates. And I used to sell them too. Sell your templates.
Oh yeah, I've been looking at your shirt. What does your shirt say?
Let's see, what does it say? Software engineer, yeah, that's me.
Is that you? Like, that's your design or you bought it from somebody?
No, it's mine actually. I'm in the process of actually trying to relaunch it because I was looking for like a new designer. So probably in 2021 I will have more shirts coming out.
Okay. Cool, dude. I know I gotta get some shirts. let's see. We got into kind of why you chose tech. When you were in school, let's get on this because, listen, I got my only one and only 3.0 my last quarter of school. Grades and internships, you know, how was that, you know, for you in school?
Okay, well, we're going to keep this real simple. For internship, I never did one. For grades, I was a little rocky. I was one of those, if C's get your degrees, and I was like, yeah, that's why I made that video on YouTube about it because I was like, it's not true. Don't fall for the hype. But
that's my motto.
Yeah, it was all over the place. I mean, I had A's, B's, C's, D's, F's. But I only had that because I did not take the courses as serious as I should have until like my junior year.
Right, yeah.
Passed, I got it.
Yeah, I was upset that I had to go back into school and take classes that I just took in high school. I didn't care about them classes. Oh, you had like most of yours was like dual enrolled when you were in like high school or something like that?
Well, I didn't do it. But I know like the classes I took in college, I was like, wow, I don't think I took this before. Except for like the math classes, I took those before. But everything else, it was more so focused on my major than like just the basic academics.
Yeah, once I got into my major, I was straight because the stuff was interesting. But I was like, I don't care nothing about British Lit or English Lit or criminal justice and all these classes.
I think I took like probably 2 literature classes and that was it.
Yeah, that was some bull. I mean, the speech class was cool. I think everybody should take a speech class.
I did really good on that.
Yeah, I think it prepares you like to really talk, and it actually helps with YouTube now because you have to kind of detail your speech out and then time it and talk.
I have to prep it.
But speaking of that, I've also found like you said, C's get degrees. That was me and a couple of other students because I just realized, like, man, I'm not going to be at the top of the class. I'm going to just go ahead and get out because 9 times out of 10, they're not going to ask me unless I'm trying to do an internship. Job's not saying, what was your GPA? I rarely got asked that.
Really? I stay getting asked that here.
And then it was like, but I've also figured, like, it's not everybody, but like a C person sometimes is probably going to be one of your better workers when they transition over into the working world because they're different. They don't necessarily do everything by the book. They try to figure stuff out their own way, and they pretty much can improvise a lot of things and be successful. They're normally like turn out to be the leaders.
Yeah.
Those 8 people who like always like super study and can memorize and do all that, they're normally just kind of like workers. They don't normally really pan out well to be leaders.
Well, I was a memorized person.
Yeah, but you just said also you were like, when it came to school, you was like, I know I could do it. You was like, I don't care about taking tests. Like, what is this kind
of? No, I didn't. I would literally go look at the paper or go, like, look at some study material before, like, probably an hour before. And I just memorize everything. Or I was a student. I have a friend who was really smart and actually
Yeah. That was me.
Yeah, I was like, hey, help me out. If not, I'll slide you a 20 real quick. Help me out.
What, what programming language did y'all learn in college?
All right, the first one I learned was C#, and we had to create a video game, which was the craziest thing ever. We used this tool. What was it called? I just had it in the back of my head. It was like this tool we used to use, and it was like everything's in 3D. Mm. Crap, I'm about to lose a name, and I know it was literally on my tongue. It was just, when I found the tool, I'm going to post about it. But we had to make a video game for the semester, and we had to make, like, at least, I think, 5 videos, like, small games. And it was, like, a lot of coding. And we had to do it in groups, too. So I was like, that was annoying. But everything was in C#, though. Like, that was the only language we used for that class.
Nice.
C#, and then I took C++. That was the worst one to me. I didn't like C++, so I was like, I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. I was like, it's the hardest thing. And then we took Java. Java was okay. I took JavaScript. And then the HTML, CSS started coming. And then my favorite language was Python. So it was so like freestyle type. So yeah. I like Python. I could do a Python. But that was the last language that I learned.
Yeah, I like Python. I had to take a Python class in grad school. Do you want to know what they're trying to make us learn how to do in undergrad? And they're actually at my alma mater. They are still like doing this in the curriculum. And I'm actually going to talk to them about this because it's stupid. But they are still like showing them BB.
They did what?
Yeah, like nobody. I have never seen. Well, I can't say I've never seen, but 9 times out of 10, when I'm looking at job descriptions, I don't see them say must know how to code in Visual Basic.
Oh wow!
Yeah, a waste of time. That's why I never really cared to learn it because I was like, man,
But that I can't agree with though, because like even in my school when they were trying to teach us code, they literally just threw us some books and like here, go play.
Yeah, but I mean, at least it wasn't Visual Basic, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, that was the whole thing. Man, like, are you serious? 10 years, like, I graduated undergrad literally 7 years ago. Mm. So I had a client that just graduated, like, last year. And she sent me a curriculum. I was like, these are the same classes that pretty much that I took. And the same stuff I was learning. I was like, no wonder people having a hard time because y'all ain't never do nothing to y'all curriculum.
Wow, but yeah, I agree. I feel like once that a school actually established the curriculum, everything would be so much smoother because even when at my school, they was all over the place. Man, and like, that's why I feel like when people say they're self-taught, I'm like, y'all stop saying that because I feel like everybody's self-taught. In my opinion, don't shoot the messenger, but I just feel like everybody's self-taught. Because I mean, professors are really there just say yes.
Yeah, who was I talking to? To somebody. I was talking to somebody, but like, I feel like college needs to be redone, and it needs to be similar to like those like nursing and like dentists or like doctors, whatever majors that require you like to actually do a clinical. Not because even sometimes in an internship you can finesse it because you might not be learning anything. Mm-hmm. But if they literally co-op program, and they get with industry leaders and say they need to know how to do all these things, and whether they got to invest money into the school, and it's a clinical done with the school, with like fake data, everything inputted into the system where they do stuff practical, yeah. They need to do something like that. Because if not, people just memorize it for a semester, then they forget it because they're not using the stuff.
Exactly. And I feel like they should give us more, I'll say, real life activities. Like for my senior year, they had us in groups. And I did not know this would happen in the real world. And then once I got into the real world, I was like, oh my God, I'm glad I didn't call it. Like we had a group where we had a project manager, we had a QA tester, we had a developer, we had design. That's what made me want to get into design, because I was like, I really want to do this. Like I fit here. Like, we got a bomb developer, we got a bomb tester, and a project manager, and a business analyst. Yeah, okay, I can do this. Because at first I was worried, I was like, I didn't know what position I wanted to get in. So I was like, I don't know if I want to be a BA, or do I still want to do design, or want to try something new. So I say they give us more exercises to find, well, to work on in like college. It will get rid of all the laziness and all the good work.
Right. Because
people will be actually motivated.
Yeah, and funny you say that, because undergrad, my capstone class was system analysis and design. Okay. And it was similar. It wasn't as in detail, but we had to go find a real world problem and fix it. I think we had like the intramural, and they had a bowling alley, and mm-hmm. they didn't have like a good inventory system. So we went through and talked to them and designed the inventory system, a little program to kind of check the shoes. So it was simple, but it was on a small scale, kind of showing you how you do projects. Mm. And then even now, like, I actually did a video. I shot it last week. I haven't edited yet. But it was about, like, should you get your master's? Mm-hmm. And I was saying, really, the best thing master's do is, like, put you in groups. And you have to, like, work on stuff. And that's what you'll do if you get in my
Well, for
me.
I was debating about going back to school to get a master's. I'm like, is it even worth it?
It depends. Like, for me, like, I tell everybody in my video, I only went back to get my master's because I was bored at the job I was at the time. So I was like, I need to do something. But I have a MS in technology management. So my master's is more predicated on like managerial level stuff, which will help you manage people, along with one of the biggest words that's going to stick out in the video when I bring up emotional intelligence. That's a big one. If you know about that, you'll be far. You'll actually be able to get a lot out of people, and they won't know how you know how to do that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit on that video. I might freaking edit it and drop it like Friday or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to the point where I just shoot. Huh?
I was really debating about going to get a master's. I'm like, I didn't know if it was worth it for me, even pay-wise. I don't really think it's going to be worth it. But then again, I don't really like school. So I'm like, because see me, I'm tired. I'd just rather go get a whole bunch of certification calls today.
Yeah, right. Honestly, the way I would advise somebody to go to master's is like if their job can pay for it.
Oh, yeah. See, my company, they pay for it.
Yeah, if they pay for it, it's cool. Like with me, the company I was at before I was at this one, I was going to get them to pay for the rest, but then I got laid off. But I was like, oh, well. It's life. Everybody.
It is life. And that's one thing I've learned, too, as an engineer. Even with contractors, like, they always told me to just save your money, stack your money, because one minute you can be super rich, and the next minute you can be super broke, you'll lose the contract, and next minute you're up. So it's like, in engineering, I just say always save your money, because you'll never know when you're going to get cut, you'll never know when you're going to get a promotion. It's just so iffy up and down.
Man, tell me about it. That's actually a good one. I've been thinking about doing a video for people that's in tech to tell them, like, don't really fall victim to, what's it called? I think the real term is like lifestyle creep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way to always have money is like kind of be like, oh, I could buy it, but I don't need it. If you can master that, you'll be straight.
Yeah, I agree. And on top of that, I feel like every engineer needs to get it like a financial advisor. Like, especially new coming out, like you new to engineering, you making a lot of money, I advise y'all go get a financial advisor ASAP.
Facts. And actually,
so they go through their money so fast, it's ridiculous.
Hey, if y'all watching this, I got an advisor for you. Friend of mine that works for Western Mutual. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get at me and I'll send them to you.
Yeah. Because I mean, some people don't know, they don't have any guidance. They're like, dang, I'm making all this money. They never seen this money before. They just splurging and wasting money on stupid stuff. So I just say spend your money wisely.
Okay, let's get back on some topics. Tell us about like some tech stereotypes you've ran into.
I think the ones I had the most was my senior year of college. As a professional, I don't really get it as often. The first one I'll say is I interviewed for this company in Atlanta, and I had a dude tell a recruiter tell me that I wasn't worth over 50K. And I was like, okay, what made you say that? And he was like, you're young, you just got college, and you know, you're a different color. So in the tech industry, we don't really pay women as much. Like, he was throwing all the tea, which is crazy. Because I'm like, well, at least you're honest. So he was throwing a lot of tea. He was like, yeah, I don't think you'll make even more over 50K. So I was like, okay. So that made me want to go even harder. So after that, that made me want to be like, okay, well, I'm going to increase my salary. At least 20K more, since I'm going to see what I can play with. Mm-hmm. That was one. Other than that, I really don't have to. Oh, besides me being extra girly. that's a thing.
Yeah, that's one. That's, I like, all right, I'm going to touch on, like, the guys first. Like, if you, when you run out and, you know, guys talk to them, or you tell them kind of what you do or what industry you do, like, are they normally shocked, or they wouldn't think you do that? Or what? How about this? Like, what do they think you do before you tell them what you do? How about that?
Some people be thinking I'm in, like, a different type of consulting, or they'll be like, oh, you must be in sales. I get sales all the time. People think I'm in sales, or they think I'm just a college student still because I still like a baby. So they think I'm still in school. But yeah, when I tell them that, they just like, for real? No, you kidding me. You're not no engineer. And that's why I made a shirt that said, so what does an engineer look like?
Hey.
It was like so funny. I used to wear it all the time. I gotta get another one.
That's fire. I forgot I had some that I think I said I was gonna put on the shirt. I ain't gonna say it. Somebody might steal it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's interesting, because that actually made me want to ask you about this. I have some women friends that's like in tech now.
Uh-huh.
And they've told me that, like, they don't think their interview processes have been that strenuous. Like, how do you feel about that? Do they take it easier on you because you're a woman? Or
no.
Or you feel like it's hard?
Yeah. For sure. 100% it's harder. Matter of fact, I had one come tell me I was too real in my interview.
Hey, that is a thing, too.
Yeah, that's too real. But it was so crazy because it was an interview I didn't even want. So I was like, I don't even care at this point. I was like, I don't want to be here. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go with the flow, pick up the vibes, anything to get me out of here quicker. Because this is what I used to do. I used to go interview at companies I didn't like or didn't want, so I could practice.
Right. You sound like my friend, man. He was talking about that.
I practice with the people I didn't like, and then when I do the real one, I know what to say and what not to say.
Yeah, that's how it was. Let's see, this year when I was contemplating my leaving my company, this is me spilling some tea if y'all listening. I interviewed with I forgot, one of the bigger hospitals in the DFW area. And I didn't care. Time to do answer the phone. I didn't care for the interview because it wasn't a conversation. It was like he was reading up a paper, asking me stuff. So I really stopped caring about like what he was asking me.
And then when you break it down, so they still don't be understanding. They be like, wait, huh? What that mean? I'm like, you just asked me that question. How you don't know what it means?
Man, I got so many stories on interviews. I got a story time for a lot of them. But then I used that interview to practice for. I had an interview with Ernst & Young this year. Mm-hmm. And I used that one to practice for that, which that process was like, you know, way better. Like I got like towards the end where I thought that was bad. I interviewed with like four people in that day, like one after another.
Really?
I thought that was bad. And one of my friends was like, shoot. And his, if he don't mind me spilling the tea since he got on his Twitter, he was like, his Amazon interview, he had to interview like six people.
He had to interview six people at a time? Or like?
Probably back to back. It was like all day interview process.
Yeah. Their interview process is pretty long. I'm trying to send this link. Somebody just told me they didn't get it.
Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, Amazon interview process pretty long. Google is pretty long before COVID.
Let me see. Man, we got four people watching on YouTube. I need four likes.
Oh, you could tell where they're at? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll tell me who's watching now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. All right, I made another post. But yeah, and I like the interviews that wanted to fly you in. Those are fun.
See, I've been waiting to do one of those because EY was like that, but since I stayed in the area, they was like, oh, that's only if you stayed outside a certain radius. So I was like, damn, I was trying to get like a hotel and everything on them.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing. Like on my senior year when I was flying out to do interviews, I was like, this is so fun. Like everything's paid for. All you gotta do is just send them all the stuff that you spent money on to get reimbursed. Even though that takes a while, but it was still fun. Everybody was pretty nice, and I got a lot of great feedback, actually. Like, they gave me the most feedback out of anybody I really interviewed. Like, the people who I had to go fly to, they were talking about what I need to fix, what I need to do differently, what I need to change, all that.
Yo, what up, Mr. Jack?
Hey, y'all. Hey.
What's good with it? Let's see. I forgot we had some more questions. I forgot. I thought it was just one page. But you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. I've shown some people like your IG, and I've did this for a test to ask like how you said, what does an engineer look like? Mm-hmm. So I've covered people's like bios before. I'm like, so what is she like? She is. Anyway. Oh, she's an influencer or a YouTube model or something like that. Okay. And I was like, nah, she does this. And they'd be shocked. And I was like, yeah, I'm opening y'all minds because a lot of y'all are in some of the same. And this is really for my women. I don't want y'all to feel like I'm getting on y'all. But a lot of y'all don't really know about some of these fields because it's not a lot of us that's in the field. So you don't know about them. And then you're shocked when you see somebody like this. But you can do it too.
Yeah, you definitely can. Because I was literally the only girl in the classroom sometimes. The only girl in the classroom.
I think that's an advantage too. I think it made you work harder.
It did. And what's so crazy though, like some of the guys were like butthole about it and some were really cool about it. But it made me, I feel like I was up for the challenge. I don't get scared. It helped me with my courage, actually. I know how to handle men. Because, when you work with a lot of men, it's a lot of egos in the way. So it's.
You think so?
Ego. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess, but it might be on the personality types. Yeah. Huh? It must be the personality types, like the designers and programmers and stuff like that, maybe.
Developers against developers. Or developers against project managers. That's what it is.
Because normally, in my settings, I mean, I don't really run into ego. I do run into to grown men who be scared to talk up for themselves. I run into that.
Yeah. See, they will tell you quick at my company. I don't take nothing.
I like that. I respect it.
I'm very respectful with it too.
So give me like your top three, you got me messed up email replies.
You know what's so crazy? I have my business analyst typing for me. Cause I'd be like, hey, this is what I'm trying to say, but I don't have the time. So can you type it up for me and say it? Matter of fact, let me go look. I gotta.
Man, while she get that, I'd be getting mad. I was like, so he really just asked me this.
Yeah, or I'd be, dang it. I'm finna go on my teams right now and go look, because I literally had this happen the other day.
See, what be making me mad, it'd be small stuff that people don't do and be pissing me off. Like, I'm willing to help anybody as long as they're trying to help themselves, but if you BS in your time with me, I will not help you, especially at work. I got other stuff I can do. I don't need to be worried about you when you seem like you can't get it.
Facts.
But speaking of you working hard, I've been trying to get, for people that don't know, I'm a security analyst. I've been trying to get a girl on our team for the longest. So hopefully we open up
Wait,
a spot.
Wait, that's cybersecurity?
Mm-hmm.
I have a few, I can't talk. I have a few mentees, actually. They're in cybersecurity right now. They want to be cybersecurity engineers.
Nice. Yeah, we got some stuff going on, restructuring and reorgs.
Yeah, because actually for my mentee program, and right now I really just have like girls. I have like 10 girls right now. I do like 10 girls a semester, and I have some from like cybersecurity, software engineering, or want to get into engineering. I got a girl who's trying to transition from a project manager now to a UI UX designer, and so. So far, I like it's pretty cool. I like that I can have somebody, I can help them out. Because when I first started, I didn't have nobody help me out.
Right.
So I was like, okay, yeah, this is definitely my thing. So I like mentoring. It's pretty fun. Even though that was just a random thought. I just wanted
to... No, cool.
So
I mean,
cybersecurity, and I was like, oh my God, I have two girls that are in cybersecurity right now.
Yeah, you can email me or whatever. I guess what they're looking for engineering roles. I can look on our internal site and see what we got. I
mean, yeah, and you can, if you can, like, because sometimes I have some of my professional friends help them with interviewing.
Yeah.
So that'd be great because I don't know how a cybersecurity interview goes. So I was like, I was going to send them to the Digital Empress. You know, she's in cybersecurity.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was trying to make a little deal with her. But yeah, that worked.
Yeah, I mean, we could do. I mean, one of the I don't know if you know him, but he's blowing up on YouTube stuff now too. Day Cyberwalks. I had to send you his thing. I share stuff on my IG sometimes, but I've been helping him.
He's a tech YouTuber.
Yeah, black too. He just got his.
I only watch, like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Only tech people I watch is you, Digital Empress, Mike Locke, and another girl. It's an Asian girl. I forgot her name. Y'all like the only ones I watch. I don't really watch anybody else.
Yeah. Well, I watch, me and him started at the same time, but he just did his, he got his A+, Net+, and Sec+. And he has he got his cybersecurity internship in his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, you know, giving them advice and helping them out with stuff like that. And then I have some other younger people that I help out too with this stuff, because I tell people all the time, hey, don't think this is the wrong way. Because I say this to my guys.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to these recruiters, treat them like how you do some of these women when you treat them when you're dating. It's like, for whatever reason, y'all don't really like us too much when we feel like, when we be too needy towards y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we kind of blow y'all off a little bit and act like y'all ain't that important, y'all kind of be like more on us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like telling them, don't come out too desperate to them because they can feel like they got leverage on you, which they do. They do that a lot.
Yeah, don't be no simp. I mean, we like simps, but don't be too simp.
Y'all do like simps, but at the same time,
but don't be too simpy.
Y'all will have like the simp to like bring y'all food and other stuff, but y'all still, you got the dude who, like, for example, the simp sent you probably like 5 sentences on your picture on IG.
I'm weak. That is right. Funny.
They'll say like 3 or 5 a paragraph on like one of your pictures, you know what I'm saying? And the dude that you actually like, you know, that's cute or whatever. That's it. Yeah, nice pic. Something like that. He just be.
No, they don't say nothing. They literally just scroll right past it.
Like, that too. But they don't put a lot of energy. But you love it.
No, it irks me. I hate it. Because then when you do that, it makes me want to post another picture and a better picture. So I'm like, now I got to post a picture better than that one because you didn't like it.
But he's still going to do it because he know.
Guys are petty.
Y'all are too.
I mean, we can be, but we are based off energy. If your energy is off, our energy is going to be off. That's just how we are. Even if you, okay, let me take that back. Because some guys give too much energy and then we get scared away. So I want to say we're based off energy. We're based off the vibe.
Yeah, translations, fellas. You know what I'm saying? You play sports. If you open at the 3-point line, take the shot. If it's contested, pass it off. Don't rush it. Take what's available to you. You know what I'm saying? In football, we say take what the defense gives you. That's all you got to do.
Well, whatever he just said. Yeah, sure.
But I know we talked about what you, your major and your software stuff, but I don't think we actually talked about what really made you want to specify in UX. Because we got onto the end part and said, oh, I like design when you were talking about that group project you did.
Now, you know, I have a whole YouTube video on this on my channel.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
24 minutes long at that.
Watch this. I'm going to,
hit 2K the other day.
I'm finally finna have my first video that hits 1,000. I'm not famous like y'all.
I don't even be posting anymore. I stopped making videos because I'm like, I got plenty of content. It's the filming and the editing for me.
See, hey, we can work something out.
I've been trying to find an editor down here for the longest. I haven't found one yet.
I got way better on Adobe Premiere.
Oh, really?
I think it's your, is it?
I really hate these lashes. I'm never wearing these again.
Is it the major change video?
No, it's the story time. The first video I ever
did. That's what I'm talking about. That's the major change. Story time.
Google interview. Oh, yeah, major change. Sorry. That's how you know. I don't even watch it. I'd be like, okay. It's like, oh, your number's coming up. I'm like, all right.
And that's what's, I'm not going to lie. Since you put like them in there, that's kind of what makes me want to want to name drop. I had a horrible interview experience with Texas Instruments 2 years ago.
Now we name dropping.
I mean, you put the Google interview. Why not? I can't say story time with Texas Instruments.
Oh, you put that for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to do that later on the Facebook link, too.
But yeah, I have a whole 24-minute video. But if you want the short version, I can give it to you. I was in one of my software engineering classes. It was user-centered design class. And my professor gave me an I. He gave me an incomplete, so he told me basically make it up over the summer. And she was like, I like you. You have potential. I've seen your drawings. I've seen your work. But you don't ever show up to class sometimes. You're always late. Sometimes you don't show up at all. But she was like, I want you to really understand this and get this before I even pass you. So I don't want to pass you and you wasn't here actually learning anything. So I was like, all right, cool. I picked you up for that. So over the summer, she had me literally go to her office every single day. I had to go to her office every day and tell her what I learned, what I did, and why I did whatever. And so it made me realize, because once I built a case study, and it was on the Waze app, actually. He had me to go and find the problems with Waze. What's wrong with Waze? Why do people like Waze? And how to use it using Waze. And so I was like, okay, cool. And then that helped me understand, like, wow, I really like this. Like, I like to talk to people. I like to do surveys. I like to do interviews. I like to piece things together, figure out what's the problem, why we have a problem, and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? I was like, hey, what is this called? She was like, it's called UIUX design. And I was like, did we have a major specifically for UIUX design? She was like, yeah, we do. It's called human interaction and communication. I think that's what she said it was. And I was like, oh, okay. So once that already happened, I was like, I'm about to go in my school year. So I'm not about to do it. So I was like, I'll just stick to what I have. But once I graduated, I literally took off all my coding, like programming stuff off my resume, and I strictly just changed it to UIUX. Because nice. When I was interviewing with companies, I was getting interviews for like software engineering positions and not UX positions. And every time I had an interview, they were like, you don't even like software engineering career. Like, they were like, you don't want to be a developer. You want to be a designer. They're like, based off the things you talk about and you keep switching to design, you don't want to be a programmer. You want to be a designer. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Because actually, Google actually helped me realize what I really wanted to do for real. Like, it was the ice on the cake for me. So especially when they told me to come back and try again next year, I was really mad. So they called me on my graduation day and told me I didn't get the job. But as I'm walking
at least, but look, at least they called you, though.
My degree. Say what?
At least they called, though.
They ain't called you?
I ain't have an interview with Google, but I'm saying, you know, I didn't got ghosted by recruiters like these women that did me.
Never get ghosted. They always call me back.
Well, now they do because I have leverage. Like, but when I was not, you know what I'm saying? When I ain't had no job, they didn't care.
Yeah, that's wild. And I would always ask them, like, sometimes they wouldn't give me direct feedback, but they'd give me like a little bit, and I'd be like, okay, cool, whatever. But yeah, they called me when I was walking down to go get my degree, and I was like, hey, we're gonna move on with another candidate, yada yada yada. I'm like, y'all called me on my graduation day to tell me this. She's like, oh, you're graduating right now? Okay, sorry, bye. Sorry, bye.
You can send this through a text?
Yeah, you gotta text me that. So, that's how that went with Google. But
that's nice, though, because, I mean, you learned early on exactly what you want to do, and you were able to transform your resume to show exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Now, with the resume, I'm going to tell you this. It took me forever to get my resume right because I was literally changing it every day. And I would literally write random UX designers on LinkedIn and be like, hey, can you look over my portfolio? Can you look over my resume? Some would do it. Some won't. Some would think you're in competition with them. I'm like, it's not even that. So with my resume, I literally changed it every day. And I figured out what the trick was. I went to Georgia Tech career fair, and this lady, I think Georgia Pacific, she was like, he can get out of my resume. And she was like, this is what you need to do. She was like, go home, write down every single thing that you have done from jobs that you think that are important, not important, from the skills, all the stuff you learned, write them down. Have one big old list of like everything that you've done on one resume, and then create different files of like, okay, I want to be a UI, UX designer. Have all the stuff that goes towards that, put it on that resume. It's like dragging and dropping or copying and pasting over it. So you won't get rid of all your stuff. And then when you're trying to apply to different positions, if you're like really trying to get a job for real, you'll just go on Google Docs and be like, okay, I'm going to pick my software engine engineering resume. I'm going to pick my UX design resume and stuff like that. Instead of just deleting stuff, redo all of it.
Right. And shout out to Angel.
So, huh?
I was saying shout out to Angel.
Hey, Angel. But yeah, so that's what I do with my resume. So I just have like one big old dot. Oh, sorry. Hey, Google. I didn't even say that. But yeah, so that's what I just do. I have one big list on my Google Doc, and I just copy and paste certain things on my resume that I already done. I just put it in there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're supposed to tailor make your resume to whatever position you're applying to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I got my resume done 2 years ago, like every different job, I would have the job title up there. I probably would go in and look at like the company's principle or their mission statement. Yeah. Maybe switch some things up in my summary or my words or my objective or some other stuff and talk about it in interviews. So it's like, hey, that's a gym right there, guys. But if you want to know more, you got to schedule a consultation.
Hey, for real. We charge your feet. No, I'm just
laughing. Now, I do too, but I normally help people if they come into my inbox a little bit. But if it's going on to where it's like back to back to back, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna say this, this, and this.
Yeah, like you could tell the ones who like really trying to get over and just trying to squeeze stuff out. And I'm like, all right, now I don't get you too much information.
Right, I'm like, you know, this is good. But I say, like, if you want to go even more in depth, you know, here's my site. I'm like, look, everything 20% off until the end of the year. So I'm like,
yeah,
have at it.
I don't wait. What? Oh, Angel, that's what I was thinking, mentor. Yeah, because you know, I started BBS, which is Big Boss Secrets. So where I just get a whole bunch of girls, like college students or young professionals, and I mentor them. Because at first I was trying to do like a good 20, and I was like, okay, this is too much. I can't take it.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me do at least 10 a semester. So they all schedule different days. We have it bi-weekly, some weekly. I have a few girls I meet like twice a week. We go over resumes and then like... If they do really, really good in the program, I'll just go on and give them my, like, connect, my plug, like, my recruiter. And then it'll interview. I'm going to drop, too.
Yeah, like, I need to, you really making me, like, this last part of the year, I've been having to get better, like, with my time management. But I wouldn't mind probably get, like, 5 young guys, maybe that's still in school or something like that. We have, like, our own little group messenger Slack. So we post stuff and I help them out because – once I'm able to see that you're trying to help yourself, then I normally tend to help you. But if you're just trying to, yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, if you're more so like a leech and you just take from me and then I'm not seeing you apply what I'm saying to you, then I normally tend to kind of eventually not talk to you anymore because you're wasting my time. See, she looks frozen right now. I don't know what happened to her connection, guys. Let's see, she might bounce back. Let me see. Appreciate everybody that's in here right now. Let me see if we can get her back. There she is. Hang on a second. All right. We see you, but we can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
There we go.
Yeah, my laptop.
Good. Okay. Yeah, because it was showing red. So.
Yeah, but continue what you were saying.
But I was just saying, like, I tend to help people that, you know, want to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to help yourself enough, then I'm not going to over-exude my time and help you.
Oh, and that's what I was about to say. So, to be honest, that's really why I started charging. Because at first, I wasn't charging at all. And I feel like I was doing too much and giving out too much information for free. Because let's be real. My information, like my degree alone, and on top of that getting certifications, and on top of that going to boot camps, all was close to like 100K. So it's like, I'm giving you 100K worth of knowledge and you want me to give it to you for free?
Right.
I was like, you're tripping. Thanks. So that's why I just started charging, because I feel like they will actually care once you actually have them doing the work. Because at one point, I was doing too much of the work. I'm like, I'm doing your resume, I'm doing your LinkedIn, I'm doing all this, and you're not doing nothing? You're not meeting me halfway? So I was like, yeah, so the only way you're going to take it serious is if I charge you. So that's why I started charging people. And actually, I charge a subscription plan. So I charge monthly where it just drops out automatically. And you can cancel at any time.
Yeah.
But I just charge a monthly subscription.
Yeah, I know it's one person. Like, and I tend to actually help people, like, even right now. Like, I was like, if you just do buy this plan from me, I will help you. But I was like, if you can't even show me you can pay the smallest amount of that plan,
Y'all see,
and you trying to get some. Yeah, man, women always got like 30 pillows.
I got like 30 on the couch, but continue.
Like, if you can't even pay that small amount, I'm like, what is you really trying to do? You wasting both of our time.
And that's the thing. So, like, I even have it where they can either pay monthly, like, if you want to pay $25 or $50 a month, you can. Or you can go and pay for the whole, because I have it, you can do 6 months and 12 months. So, if you want to pay the whole 6 months, you can. If you want to do the whole year, you can. But, and if you want to cancel, I have some people that wanted to cancel. They was like, okay, I got all the information I needed. I feel like I'm prepared. I got the job. I would like to cancel my subscription. Okay, cool. You can do that too.
Yeah. And it's funny that when you mentioned the pay thing, because I don't know if you guys saw it. Like, I don't even know if you are friends with them on IG, but Tay on Tech.
I don't really know too many tech people. All I know is Angel. Hey, Angel, if you're still here. I know Shantae, because that's my homegirl. I know all the girls who I did the Don't Rush Challenge with.
I ain't see the Don't Rush Challenge. Where the link to the Don't Rush Challenge at?
You didn't see it? I was thinking about putting it on my tech page. It was on my main page. And I was like, I need to put that on my tech page. Because it was all over the tech platforms with that. Like, all over. So.
I finished my drink.
But I will repost it on my Instagram now since you said that. Because I was thinking about doing it yesterday. I was like, yeah. I need to repost that video.
We didn't ever see it. But I was on his IG live. That's the one I was telling you about, that interview with Amazon and stuff like that. He's I'm going to have him on the channel too, because he's 4 years younger than me. And he's doing big. But we were talking about how, like, people only respect it when they got to pay for it.
Exactly.
Fight for whatever reason.
That's the reason why I did what I did, because I was giving away too much free time. And on top of that, I value my time too much. Because I have a lot of people asking me, how do you manage time management? And I'm like, it's simple. You let people know what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. Well, if you're good at your job and you're really good at what you do, you can do that. If you're new, give it some time.
Somebody got an email from the mail or something. It must be you.
Me? I got an email.
Let's see. We already talked about the interview. Again, differently. Let's talk about this, though, because I got my own opinions on this. How do you feel like you get treated being like a Black woman in tech? Because I remember, of course, you alluded to, like, why they don't want to pay you a certain amount of money. That's what the recruiter said. But besides that, anything else that you noticed different from your, you know, other skin contemporaries?
At my company, no.
Well, I'll say this before you got to your company. Anything that you maybe noticed?
I mean, besides that little salary conversation, not really, because I'm a likable person. And so I can hold a conversation with anybody. Blue, brown, yellow, don't matter. And on top of that, I literally grew up around white people all my life. So I didn't really have any issues with that. Even before that, I still didn't have no issues. Now, I can say in college, I had a professor. He was very judgmental, and he did not like me wearing girly outfits. And he didn't like me that I had a pink computer. I was literally like the legal blonde. What is it? Legally blonde?
Legally blonde.
I was that person in the class. And he was like, why you in my classroom with all this pink on? Excuse me? I paid my tuition just like everybody else. Matter of fact, and I paid mine in cash. So please don't try to come for me about no pink in this classroom.
Yeah, I'm trying to see why he cared.
Besides that one professor, that's the only issue I had. Oh, and besides that salary incident, so no.
See, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a, maybe I say it's different sectors in tech where it's different. Like, for example, I got my ebook coming real soon. Everybody dropping the ebooks. And I'm probably going to talk about it. Like, one of the biggest issues, the reason I actually got my master's also is because I don't see a lot of people that look like me that are managers or that are the hiring managers. I can't tell you how many interviews, if not all of them, I went on where I didn't see nobody look like me across the table.
No, I can't agree, because I'm the only Black girl in my company.
Yeah, and it was times it was kind of like, you know, weird. Like, I just could feel like, you know, sitting at the table like, oh, these. And then it's not younger people. It'd be like some like kind of like older, middle-aged white men and people like that. And I'm like, Like, I think one of the things that got me is like I had this interview for a security assistant, and I wanted that job because I was going to get to travel like every day and come back on like Friday, Saturday, and I think leave Sunday evening or some crap like that. And I got to the interview, it was nothing but, you know, white people. And I feel like that Because sometimes when you go in person, because I killed all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And I killed that interview too. And then they say, we decided to go with somebody with more experience. I'm like, what you mean? You knew my experience before you took me to that thing. And that position didn't really require a lot of experience.
Oh.
Yeah. So they have a lot of vague ways to say why they hire you. Like, I went through a position one time interviewing to where verbatim, the recruiter told me that they told them, yeah, he was the best candidate we interviewed, but we're going to pass on him. I'm like, what?
Well, I'll say this. If that ever happened to me, I didn't know because I probably didn't really care. But that makes sense to like, why? You think about it, yeah. Especially like when you ask for feedback.
Man, it wasn't even that. I was just like, so why they said, like, because I know when it's stuff be going, I'm just like, so what's the reason for them saying no, really?
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on Texas Instruments. I'm talking about them dudes wasting my time.
But
for
you
like
know four who's really interviews. Bad down here in Atlanta with that? What is it? Ernest Young. They're horrible down here.
Really?
Yeah, horrible. Like, a lot of black people don't like working there.
See, I interviewed four people.
And Accenture, too. Sorry if I'm putting people name dropping. But Accenture like that down here.
Really?
Yeah.
I was trying to work at Accenture, like, when I first got out of college, too. I got a shout-out to Brent. I think I seen Brent like this. Brent was trying to get me on there. Mm-hmm. But, it's crazy because I lost my train of thought that fast. What job was I talking about? I think I was talking about TI. I was talking about TI because I think they wasted my time, like, four or five times, like, making me get up early, wearing my good suits. Oh, yeah, your watch is nice, blah, blah, blah. And then you, like... You interviewed me four or five times just to ghost me.
Mm?
Yeah. And I was looking selfish in my emails. That's why I'm actually a different person now when it comes to career coaching. I'm probably going to tell people I really don't believe in follow-ups. I really feel like if they like you, they like you. Because
I never sent a follow-up.
That's what I'm saying. Because I feel like every time I sent a follow-up, I didn't even get that job.
And you know what's so crazy? With the job I'm at now, I didn't even apply for it. They called me and found me off the internet.
Yeah, so...
I did one interview and that was it. They was like, They were like, how much you want? Oh, okay. We'll send you an email.
With some of my strategies now, I applied the company I'm at now, I applied for a different role. And the director at the time hit me up and was like, hey, you talked to so-and-so yesterday. So, yeah, we know you worked here. Woo-thee-woo. So, look, what you was making at the last spot? All right, so how about we offer you, you know, this amount? I was like, bet. Because my drought ended towards like May of 2018, and then that's when like all my offers started coming in. Mm-hmm. Like I had an offer from like Atos, a customer company now, but right after I accepted, I could have leveraged this some more, which I should have did, but I didn't care. I just so happy to get another job. Right after I accepted my offer for Optive, Hilton called me and it was like, yeah, we got a new cyber program we're running up. We want we like your profile, whatever. We want to kind of like, you know, talk to you, whatever. Say, well, shoot, I just got an offer. You know what I'm saying? So let's do this or whatever. And
yeah.
So, but that was going to be cool because they were doing a lot of cool things with Hilton as well. But now looking 2 years later, I don't know how beneficial that'd be like with them taking a hit with the, you know, the economy and pandemic with people not staying in hotels and stuff as much. So mm-hmm. Who knows what would have led into that now? Because hindsight always 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, this company, like, in my book, when I probably get towards the end, I'm like, this is the only company where, like, I can say, like, look what happens when you give a black person the same chance as everybody else. Because most of the time in life, like, everybody else is, like, ahead of us, and then we start way behind, and we got to run super fast to catch up.
Yeah.
In this position, everybody started off at the same, and I pretty much went past everybody. I mean, still
that's
doing
good.
It now. So that's definitely, like I think... Everybody who's watching this know, like, all we really want is, like, an equal opportunity and a fair chance to shine. Like, that's it. I don't want to have to come in and bust my butt to outshine somebody who's getting paid more than me who don't know what they're doing. Like, I got a friend who's constantly dealing with that. It's like, why they hired this dude? He ain't got the credentials to be over me. He don't know what he's doing.
I've literally had that happen to one of my clients when I was on a consultation, and she was telling me about that, and I was like, that is just crazy. And they hire their homeboys at that. That would be
thanks. Crazy.
You hiring your homeboy that don't know nothing about this. So it's like, and then you got to tread lightly because you don't know if the homeboy's sensitive or not. So it's just.
And that's big facts. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
My company, when I first went to Dallas, one of the guys started working there. I'm finna show what Angel said because, you know, I like her comments.
Hey, Angel be on it. I feel about her story because she be so on it.
What is, I mean, since she can't read something?
It on my phone.
Really? Oh, she said a consultation fee is a must. If you go on YouTube, you should be able to see it. What is Angel, what do you do?
You ain't checked out Halo yet?
No. I don't think I'm familiar with her.
Yeah, go check out Halo.
I've been trying to get familiar with like all like the tech people. Like right now, like you mentioned me, and I think Empress, and I forgot who else. I stumbled upon you, Annalise, Day Cyberwalks. It's a couple of people. I think Visual Empress' real name is Taylor. I stumbled upon her. Mm-hmm. What's called it? I actually wouldn't mind extending the olive branch. I think she saw me probably being a little bit jerky one time in her comments, and I really wasn't.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. When you came on my YouTube with your comment, I'm like, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, no.
I didn't read it. I was like, hold on.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, I didn't mean no disrespect, but I was kind of telling you, like, my POV on, like, internship, stuff like that, and I was just like, that's why I try to, like, type it out good. I'm like, not we can always talk about so I can explain myself. Even me and her situation, it was like, because I knew at the time I had, you know, more experience than her. And I was telling her that she was doing a good job. And what I normally do in my videos where I'm trying to inform people, I script them out. And I was saying, you're doing a good job. But I was like, I feel like sometimes you're being, you know, repetitive, and sometimes you're like saying stuff that you already said over and over again. And she, you know, I can understand you were creators. You could be sensitive about our stuff, but it was only meant to help. Because even at that time, I wasn't even doing this channel at the time. I had a boxing channel. Mm-hmm. And I was just telling that. So, I mean, you know, maybe you see a collab.
Something like that. Luckily, me, I'm used to it. That's what I do for work. I listen to feedback and criticism all day. But I was just like, I was like, what are you trying to say? Because
I watched the video hit thumbs up. So it wasn't like I was on there like, hey,
yeah, I was like, is he trying to say he want to do a video together? Or I was like, wait, what? Yeah. I was like, what is he trying to say?
Hey, for y'all don't know, this video was, I mean, this live session was supposed to be done probably like 4 months ago, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Justice is a busy bee.
I be tired because I be doing so many things. So I be like, and then on top of that, I do interior design too on the weekends. So.
Yeah, I saw that. You know what I'm saying? You reminded me like, even though you don't watch shows a lot, Tyler Perry had the show called Bruh. And one of the lawyer dudes had a woman pretty much like deck his spot out. It was fire.
Really?
Yeah, it was fire. She put him in there.
That's crazy.
But that's what's up, though.
This is like the only week I'm available for everything.
I know. That's what made me. I was like, man, I said, this is a wild, you know, shot. But let's see what she's doing this week. I mean, it's the holidays. Maybe she's not too busy.
I took off. I don't want to look at a computer. Nothing. I closed up all my openings. I kept two open, but yeah. I was like, I can't do nothing. I need a break from the computer, people.
But
I appreciate it though, because we definitely need to do this.
Right. Let's get on those Q&As that the people actually, you know, since I can answer the Q&As. Okay.
So actually, I got a lot of them actually, more than a few. Yeah. I did a Q&A yesterday.
You call me San Diego though, because I know for a fact they've been probably like, man, when you dropping something else, you know, scratching the stuff. I'm fiending for the new Justice Divine stuff.
Editor, I'll drop some stuff. Man, I'm not dropping nothing.
After this, hit me up because I need to see like exactly how much editing you need done. Because I mean, you know.
I've been trying to make my videos less than like 10 minutes long, or at least less than 15. Because that first one was 24 minutes and that was way too long. To be honest, I don't even watch my own videos. Obviously.
But that helps you though when it's super long. It helps your watch time and stuff like that. So
I know, and my watch time was trash. And so I was like, I had to be better. But my watch time is better.
That's probably because that first video, you probably didn't do a lot of cutting of like maybe unnecessary random and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was looking all over and I was just... I'm still trying to adjust the camera stuff. So it's like, I look away, look down. And then on top of that, I'm a cusser, so I have to stop because I'm like, I don't want to cuss and I have to cut it out.
I mean, you know, you're good. Just don't overdo it. But I mean,
I don't want to cuss on the internet.
Why some of my latest videos that I've edited and stuff like that, like pretty much actually my last one, I did like actually pretty good on that one. I compared that from that one to my first one, you know, and if you know you want to get some, you know, editing stuff going on, let me know. I'm steady learning stuff on Premiere Pro anyway. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I wanted to try Premiere Pro right now. I'm still stuck on that little iMovie thing. Right?
That's why it's taking you a long time. You need to get on Premiere Pro.
Man, Premiere Pro be having all too many features. I'm like, I don't know how to do it. But we'll talk about that another time.
Let's yeah, go, get in the Q&A.
All right. Somebody said, the first one they told me was time management, but I feel like I already answered that one then, huh?
Yeah.
About time management, so I can order. All right. Best platforms to learn and practice coding. W3 Schools. Go on like GitHub or GitLab and go look at other people's Gits and study their code. Me personally, that's what I used to do. I used to study their code on like GitLab or GitHub. Another best platform. Well, I just say W3 Schools for me because it had HTML and CSS. But everything else, I got off YouTube. I got off YouTube or just Google and just find like certain links. Stacks Overflow is okay. Sometimes they be wrong. I don't really trust them that much. VS Code has like a really cool like learning thing. And who else? I'm trying to think who else got a really good platform. It's gonna come to me eventually. But that's what I use. I use that, some books, and Google. Let's see. How to network when you're entering into a new career field in tech during a pandemic. That's a good question, but a lot of people been doing like virtual interviews and stuff like that. So, or like virtual networking parties. So I'll say go to like Meetup, go to like Eventbrite, go on LinkedIn and see if like anybody have like any virtual parties. That's a biggie to do. Attend all the virtual parties. And then now what I've really been starting doing is I just wear a shirt that says like what I do. And then that's like the conversation started. Cause I had this one girl, she worked at Walmart. She was like, you're an engineer. And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, I've been trying to get into engineering. I really don't have nobody to talk to about it and stuff like that. So I like, I'd get her my contact. And now she's one of my mentees. So
nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So pretty much I'll just say, go to attend virtual parties online. And you can really just type that on Google too. Virtual networking parties.
Look,
and
make one.
A friend that's in the industry that helps out a lot.
Right, make one of them shirts so I can buy it from you. Then I can wear it around as well. That way, yeah, I don't gotta steal your design.
Like, with like different people who like are in cybersecurity or like a different type of developer, be like, I'm this type of developer, and just you know, do it.
But to add on to that question, I'm a big proponent of LinkedIn. Like, I got little scripts you can send. I got little scripts you can send to people, and literally, where it's not like you're bugging them, just like let them know what you're interested in,
yeah.
And just. Literally, guys, like the way that you use your other social media, use LinkedIn a little similar, like comment, like, and all that kind
it's
of stuff.
Literally like Instagram now.
Because the algorithm Instagram. Is going to start showing stuff you're interested in to you, and you can see somebody saying, oh, we're hiring for this job or this or that. And pretty much, I mean, it's simple, you know. Yeah. Want to know more? Get at us.
Exactly. All right. Our next one was, I think that she said that backwards, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Do you keep separate personal and influencer social media profiles? Yeah, I have like 6 Instagrams though, so I have like 5 business.
I saw.
I got like 5 business Instagram and 1 personal. But my personal Instagram, I keep it hidden. Some people know it already because I was more popular on my personal one, so I had to switch. Well,
that's what a don't rush challenge is on the personal one.
Yeah, it was on my personal, and so I had to like switch it up because I got tired of all the tech people coming to my personal. So I was like, let me change my audience up. So that's why I created my own tech page now. So yeah, I keep it separate. 100%.
I only got three, and my personal was private. Yeah,
my personal private too. So
I need to get another Twitter because, yeah, Twitter kind of wild, and I be promoting my business and use them on there, and then I be promoting other stuff. I'm gonna do it. I'm just tired of
a lot of things, and I be retweeting the wrong thing, so I have to delete it.
Right, and I'm just tired of like managing like all the social media is just a lot.
Right.
So I'm like, I might do it eventually, man. I still got all this marketing crap on there.
You will. All right, somebody just asked me. They said, well, I won't say just, but I literally took a screenshot of all the questions that everybody had. So All the questions that everybody had, keep in mind, I'm answering them. So y'all know. All right, so what are some of your hobbies besides interior design and decorating? I like to shop. I like to spend money. I like to travel. I like to eat.
Do you dance? Do you dance when you're about to eat?
Like a little
shimmy, yeah. Shimmy. You know, y'all get happy when you're about to eat.
That dance. I do that. But other than that, that's it.
I think one of her hobbies is also probably not texting back. She was like one of them, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I don't like to text at all. I got like 100 some unread messages. And see, I have two phones. So that makes it even worse because I have two phones. So that means combined, I have like over 300 messages. It's bad. Or see, you can fellas, email me. I respond to an email, which is weird.
Listen, fellas, if y'all want to get her attention, it ain't got to be a lot of money.
You got to call. I'm a FaceTimer.
Like I said, what are you doing? But like send like 5 cents of Cash App. So, you know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
That's she gonna
she gonna see that Cash App.
I respond to Cash Apps quick.
Casey's good.
My favorite. Let's see what else. Okay. Do you feel it's necessary to get a degree into tech? No, I feel like you don't need it no more. And on top of that, Google got a new school that came out. I don't know if it came out yet, but it's coming out.
See, I saw that, but I think Google is still a little too late for myself. Like, they trying to push their IT cert, but it's not recognized and nobody really cares about it.
True.
And I will say, people, I also agree because I feel like I could have learned this without going to school. But the more and more that happens, guys, I will let you guys know that it's going to drive the salaries down.
You think so?
Yeah.
I have so many friends who did not go to school for tech and they're making a killing. They made like 26 grand a month.
Yeah, no. Now they are. But when it's an influx, a lot of people, and they really just not caring about school, just go get you certs.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to mess up the balance. Because like I've been telling people on my videos, I'm like, it don't work like, think about it. I tell somebody, oh, yes, you get a set plus, you're going to get 6 figures. I was like, if it worked like that, nobody would go to school. You pay your $300 past set plus and get 6 figures. I was like, in certain instances, it worked like that. If you really know what you're doing and, yeah, you kind of, you know, finesse your resume. And hopefully you can get through doing a job you don't know how to do. But most of the time, it don't work. No, I ran into that a lot. You know,
For real?
I ran into that on
Even
Twitter.
You still Googling, you still don't know what to do?
Man,
that's crazy.
I mean, you know, you just got people that's good. Like, for example, for my clients, you know, I told them off top, I'm not lying for you. I asked them for personal things.
Yeah, I don't lie for mine either. I told them straight up, like, look, don't try to get me to lie because I ain't going to lie for you.
I asked them about, like, accomplishments they did and different things, but I was like, I'm not going to oversell you. I oversold myself on an interview and did bad. So... Yeah, I mean, it's on my resume. They start asking me about a whole bunch of crap. I tell people now, hey, if you cannot go in depth about something, I'm not putting it on your resume. You're going to thank me later.
Wow. Maybe because I'm glad I ain't had no issues because everything I talked about from my clientele. So,
yeah. I see your road, Mike. I got a.
Oh, you just saw it. Yeah. Listen,
I got a
third one I had to buy because the other one keep getting lost. I don't know what's going on with it.
Let me see what I can do. I don't feel like taking it off the stand. I'm lazy.
Yeah, it was like $300, I think, for that. It was like $300. I got it from Best Buy.
What, you paid $300 for that?
Yeah, I got it from Best Buy.
Man.
This is a pro. This ain't the original. This ain't like the base one.
Listen, this Movo right here is a beast.
That. I ain't like those.
No, see, okay, so what you got to do is I will extract this and put it in Audacity. I will remove the noise. I equalize it. I compress it and all that. Fire audio. And you can do it in Premiere Pro if you want to, too. So I was like, that's what I'm saying. But in general, like, you really have to, like, this is a good mic for like what I paid for. I mean, it got the little wind thing. It was comparable to the Rodes because it was like, I was okay, this thing's nice. And since I talked to you, I did go ahead and get the Sony. I like the Sony's better than
I'm telling you, the Sony fire. I want to get another Sony. But right now, I'm sticking with Canon because I don't feel like putting no money into Sony right now.
Right. Get the ZV-1. The only thing about the ZV-1 is it don't have
It was something that my cousin told me to get. She didn't want to tell me to get certain cameras. And she'd be like, get this, get that. If you trying to do this, that, and the third. I got to remember what it was. The thing was like, I know I remember the price, though. I think it was like $1,300.
Yeah, I know. So I got to get the lens to where when I'm doing it, everything behind me is blended because the aperture is super low. And I think that's like $700-$800.
For the lens?
Mm-hmm. That's why I understand why photographers, you know, charge what they charge. I mean, outside world, people are like, he charged like, do you not know how much dude they pay for his lens, the lighting and all this stuff, and you trying to get by with a cheap, you know, photo shoot? Oh no. Yep. So hey, photographers, like, you know, my boy Mikey up said in Fight Temptation, get your money, man.
Facts, facts. I got so many questions, but I'm gonna be honest, though, I don't think I'm gonna have a chance to answer all of these.
You sure?
I know for a fact I'm not.
I mean, pick like, I guess like, paragraphs. Yeah, pick like two more, you know?
Yeah, I need two more, but.
That's like, I guess like that makes sense.
All right, somebody asked me, what's your favorite part about UI UX design?
I think that's a good one.
My favorite part is doing prototypes. For UI, I'll say doing prototypes. For UX, my favorite thing is doing competitive analysis. I like to see who my competition is and why they my competition. That's my favorite thing to do. Like, okay, I see they came up with the idea, but it ain't go no further. What was the issue? Why did they go no further? Why nobody haven't heard about them? And you know what's so crazy? Before Amazon even started with Amazon Cart, I was about to do it. Hey. And I saw it. I saw the, like, I think it was like a sneak peek or a release, and I was so pissed when I saw it. I was like, man, I'm providing it.
Man, I forgot. It's some stuff. I mean, I had some ideas way back in the gap. I don't know if I ever did that. I was like, I don't want to design my apps. But yeah. Now I'm getting this space. I feel like we're going to end up, this is like one of the things I thought about, like one of the super pitches. It's like everybody I know is gaining like all this expertise to where like in like 5 to 10 years, everybody came together and started our own like super like consulting company or some crap where like everybody is like pretty much a subject matter expert. Mm-hmm. And it's like the new school, and we really know what we're doing. Like that's like major, because one of the things we run into in this field is Black people don't really own a big company or one that everybody know how to do things and use similar things that the other companies use as well. So y'all be on the lookout for that. I feel like, you know, it's gonna happen whether I'm 30 or 50. Yeah, because I mean, to give people hope, it's like, okay, it's kind of like not the same thing, but Michael Jordan owned the Hornets. But, I mean, he's a Black majority owner of an NBA team, which you don't see a lot. So, I mean, we don't see that a lot in these big companies or even other companies. So, I think that'll be amazing. You definitely can give your people, you know, because, I mean, we got, like, all the Black law firms, architecture firms, all that kind of stuff. But as far as tech firms, I got to do some more investigating. They're probably out there, but they're probably few and far between.
Yeah, definitely for sure. That's how it is in my friend group. Like, everyone in my friend group, we all do different things. So it's like we have a doctor, a lawyer, engineer, somebody in construction. So it's like we have somebody for something.
Because I'm not going to lie, one of the things I've thought about, I actually told my lawyer this, as everything goes more digital, they're more susceptible to attacks. I feel like that's a huge, I can't think of the word right now, potential growth right there. Because I've been reading up and seeing like ransomware attacks hitting certain law firms. So I think, you know, whether it's some super different software or something to add, you know, probably bring you in for the site and stuff like that.
Yep.
So salespeople.
All my friends, they come to me for websites. And so I'm like, okay, cool. But I need somebody to do this, that, and the third for me. So we would probably do like a little trade. Or a little.
Yeah.
Like, can you do my closet for me? You can do my closet for me. No, really. That's really how I'm doing this right now. One of my friends, he owned like a custom closet design company. And I was like, listen, can you do my closet? I'll do a whole website for free. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I need my closet done. So, but okay. Last question I'm going to do is, do you know how to build websites without code? Yeah. It's called Wix.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, it's called what I did, Wix.
It's called Wix and Webflow. You know another way you can do apps without actually learning code?
How?
You never heard of a platform at all?
You said it's called
It's a platform that you can actually build your own mobile app without coding anything. From the visuals to the functionality. Prototype, all that.
What is it?
You ain't never... Okay, dang it. It's called Flutter. You never heard of Flutter?
I think I have.
All right, so to the 9 people that are on here, I'm dropping gems for y'all. Go check out Flutter if you're interested in mobile apps. You would never regret it. No more Angular for y'all. No more JavaScript. No more Adobe. Well, not Adobe. Android Studio. No more Swift. You learn how to do none of it.
You sound like my cousin with Swift. I wish I should have sent this to him because the only reason I knew about UI and UX because he's talking about it a lot. Like I remember, really? Yeah, like one time he had me send a picture of me like doing my hand and stuff like this for whatever he was working on, like an iPhone app or something like that. And he's always been interested in it. But I have a question. It's the last question because I'm.
All right, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure people to ask you, like, you know, everybody want to know, like what's the money like in UI? You don't have to get specific
lit
about you.
It's good and lit.
But if you want to get like a minimum and maybe lit, like lit. A median, I mean,
I'm just kidding.
How we know you ain't got no sugar daddy?
No, I ain't got one. I am the sugar and the mama and the daddy.
Okay, here. Trinity.
But you want to know from like beginning? Or
not beginning, like, you know, around about, like, maybe sell somebody like some average that you think like UX people get. Because, you know, I think when people start seeing figures, they kind of understand, okay, this makes sense.
All right. So I can tell you based off my experience, I don't really care. When I first started, I started out at 75. Mm-hmm. And then I like maneuvered and then move over. And so now I'm like in the six. But I feel like, and here's the thing, if you jump from company to company,
you get
the
paid.
Hire is going to be more than likely. You do a lot of jumping. And depends on the company who you're working with. If you don't do a lot of jumping, you're going to stay the same. Your salary ain't going to move. Probably going to move like a good $30, $40 if you get a raise. However, certain companies raise, I think they do like, what, 4 or 5%?
Well, a minimum probably be like a 3. I think most be like 7 year to year.
So, sometimes it's not gonna jump too far. Me personally, I'll say move. If you really focus on the money, move company to company. If you're not and you focus on the growth, stay where you at for like at least a year or two, then do.
Right.
But
like for me,
for them, I'll say what?
No, I was gonna say like same thing. Like, I really now at the point, like, I can leave for the money. But right now, like I said, I just had a little girl and dang, look, my light ran out of juice.
Oh, no.
Nah, I got an idea. So, what ain't gonna happen?
But yeah, as for the median, I think it's like, what, 88 for US right now? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's around the same. Like,
but it depends on what type of UX you're doing, too. Like, you trying to be a UX designer, it's like a good 88. If you're doing UX, UI engineering, where you also doing coding, if you're automatically like in 6 figures.
Right. Yeah, man.
Starting out, though, you might be like a good 80, but.
Yeah, same.
If you're just doing the basic design work, no coding, then you're probably like around 70-80k.
Yeah,
starting.
Same in this route. I mean, this field. I got my look. Hey, everybody, be on the lookout from $20 to 6 figures, man. You know what I'm saying? Ebook dropping soon.
Premiere Pro is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I need to learn how to use it.
Just go ahead and buy the Adobe Suite for $300 a year.
I have it. I have the whole thing already. I have my company pay for it. I have the whole thing.
But I'm saying, is it yours, though?
No, it ain't mine. It's on the company.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, because it'll say to their cloud.
But I'm the only person in my company that uses Adobe, so they don't use it.
I'm just saying, as far as whatever legalities they might get into. Like I said, we can set up a calendar thing if you wanted to. We can go through some things. Little basic crap that I learned now. Because I started off using DaVinci Resolve.
What?
Yeah, you probably even heard of it. DaVinci Resolve is a beast. It's another editing app, man. It's really good, I think, for color grading and stuff like that. It's nice. I just went with Adobe because the 300, well, I got the student discount. Mm. It gave me access to, like, Adobe Spark, Photoshop, Premiere Pro, After Effects, all the Adobe stuff, you know what I'm saying, you can use. So it was a better bag for my book.
Dang. I never heard that. But I really do want to try Premiere Pro because a lot of my friends that use it, and I have some friends that like do small YouTube videos and they use Premiere Pro.
Yeah, and it got a lot of graphics already built in it, like autumn titles and, well, I downloaded some. I probably can send them to you. Like,
you know what I'm having the issue with now when it comes to videos is I don't know how to put music on in the background. I suck at that.
Really? In the iMovie?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
It's probably
it won't let me go from my iTunes. It like, I don't know. Then it won't let me put the songs that are not on my iTunes. So I'm like, I want to use this song. Why can't I not use this
song?
So
it needs to probably be some, this is what I do. Like that dude that I use all my instrumental for, If they not on his SoundCloud, I'll rip them from YouTube.
But that's the thing. I've been going to SoundCloud and I download it and it still not pop up on my movie.
We can figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I haven't released like any of my home decor videos, is because I've been waiting on the music. Like,
and then you know you also could do, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, if you don't have to do a whole bunch of editing, shoot, throw it on, use Canon software to put it on your phone, use InShot. Yeah, I used to edit a lot of my videos with InShot too. Like, it can do transitions and everything. You'd be surprised.
Never knew this.
Yeah.
I learn something every day.
But, you know, we've been on here about 1:30. Don't want to hold you long, hold the fans too long. So I appreciate you for coming on here. Right. Everybody, if you look in the description of the videos, I put her link tree on here where you can follow her on there. I think her, what's on there? You can tell everybody what's in that
link tree. My Instagram, you can schedule a consultation. You can apply to become a mentee on there. It's literally everything. My email address is on there. My YouTube to both my channels are on there. All that. Pick My Brain is on there. If you want to talk to me, just pick my brain about certain things. It's on there. Got a question, schedule a consultation is on there. Everything is on there. Everything you need to know.
Nice. And you guys know all my stuff is always in the description.
Huh?
No, I was telling everybody, I thought you was finished. You can go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying my LinkedIn is not on there.
Okay. Yeah, everybody, you know, my LinkedIn is on there. Everything is in the description. Get at me. Also, I got my solo.to in my bio. All my stuff is on there. You know, in the words of O'Shea Duke Jackson, I appreciate all that you guys do, you know, and remember.